Before the end of this year, the last British troops will leave Afghanistan. 453 have lost their lives. This is the story of the Afghan War.
We were underprepared, we were under-resourced, and most importantly, we didn't have a clear and achievable strategy to deliver success.
We had put forward a plan saying that for the limited objectives that we had set ourselves, this was a reasonable force. I freely admit now that calculus was wrong.
It is a story of heroism in the face of ferocious fighting.
It was very straightforward. You were being engaged in combat and you had to respond or die. We were under siege.
Every time the guys went out onto the ground to do their patrols, I'd be at the front gate, count them in, count them out. And you could see the look of horror in their faces.
A story of folly.
We were, frankly, little more than a very large target. Allied to a corrupt and violent police force. Almost our campaign could have been scripted by the Taliban.
The story of what may be Britain's last great foreign intervention.
I think there's a very good chance that Afghanistan marks the end of Britain as a global military power.
The Afghans don't like the English. They didn't like them in the past. They don't like them now. The people of Afghanistan are like iron. You can't swallow them. You can't control them.
The war that will end, for the British, this year, is the fourth they have fought in this rocky, impoverished land, 3,500 miles away. Previous wars were fought to protect British India from the Russians. These wars left a legacy of hatred and bitterness. The most recent war was fought at the behest of the Americans. In 2001, America was attacked by Osama bin Laden.
Oh my God!
And the terrorists of Al-Qaeda based in Afghanistan.